Dodgers rally for 7-4 win over Giants, sweep 4 from rivals. Los Angeles, even on the rare occasions this season when Clayton Kershaw isn't at his best, the Los Angeles Dodgers don't worry much. They simply score more runs, pick him up in relief, and keep adding victories to a summer that's going superbly. Tracy Thompson drove in 2 runs and thrilled his older brother, Clay, with an RBI double during the decisive rally in the 7th, while the Dodgers surged past the Giants July 4th Sunday for their season-high 8th consecutive victory. Unlikely cleanup hitter Jake Lamb delivered a tie-breaking RBI double during that 3-run rally by the NL-leading Dodgers, who have won 15 of 16, 19 of 21 and 24 of 29. Los Angeles swept a 4-game series with the Giants at Chavez Ravine for the first time since 1995, and only the 3rd time in their long history. "Certainly, we're hot," Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said. "I think that to win that many games speaks to that. But this is who we are when we play this type of baseball." Gavin Lux also drove in 2 runs as Los Angeles's offense overcame a mediocre start by Kershaw to earn the club's 11th consecutive victory at Dodger Stadium. After Lux's RBI single drove in Lamb in the 7th, Tracy Thompson's drive to the right center gap scored Max Muncy and pumped up Clay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors star, in his seat right behind the Giants' dugout. Freddie Freeman, Lux and Thompson had early RBI singles for LA, and Muncy added a run-scoring double. Evan Phillips pitched the 7th for the Dodgers, who got 4 2/3 innings of scoreless, 2-hit relief culminating in Craig Kimbrell's 17th save. "We played great today, our whole team," said Kershaw, who yielded 4 runs and failed to get through the 5th inning. "Bullpen did great. Didn't give up any runs at all for that whole time. Offense did unbelievable today, really the whole series. Just really great team win by everybody except me." 6 weeks after the Giants swept a 3-game series with the Dodgers in San Francisco and pulled within 3.5 games of LA atop the NL West, this sweep punctuated LA's 27-7 surge since then. Darren Ruff hit a tying 2-run homer in the 5th and Thero Estrada had a 2-run single for the Giants, who got swept at Chavez Ravine by a combined 25-13 after going into the break with 7 wins in 9 games. "Not good enough," manager Gabe Kapler said. "Really frustrating. Just a level of play that's just not going to be good enough for us. There's no other way to classify it except as not good enough." Alex Cobb yielded 8 hits and 4 runs while pitching into the 6th for San Francisco. He is winless in 9 starts since May 17. "Probably as frustrating as it gets," Cobb said. "Felt like we had a little momentum going into the break, and then we came out here, and I feel like we were competitive in all the games, but we didn't get it done." Journeyman backup Lamb doubled twice while batting cleanup for LA for the first time, and he came through against Tyler Rogers in the 7th. After Freeman got a 1-out double off Dominic Leone when Yermín Mercedes couldn't make a tough catch on a tailing fly ball, Lamb's drive to right bounced into the short porch. Lux and Thompson followed with run-scoring hits. Mediocre. Kershaw allowed 5 hits in his first appearance since throwing a scoreless inning in his first career All-Star game start at home last Tuesday. The 9-time All-Star selection took a perfect game into the 8th inning of his previous start in Anaheim last weekend, but Ruff's 2-run shot chased him after 94 pitches and 6 strikeouts. Brothers being brothers. Clay Thompson cheered wildly for his brother and the Dodgers throughout the game despite his proximity to his fellow Bay Area pro athletes. The 4-time NBA champion also chugged a beer for his Instagram followers during the 6th inning. The Sons of Lakers broadcaster Michael Thompson grew up in Orange County. Blue streaks. After Mookie Betts singled on Cobb's first pitch, Trey Turner extended his hitting streak to 11 games and Freeman stretched his streak to 12 games with 2 more singles. Trainer's room. Giants of Mike Yastrzemski was held out with tightness in his left calf, Kapler said after the game. 3B Evan Longoria went on the injured list for the 3rd time this season. The 36-year-old veteran strained his right hamstring while running out a grounder Saturday. Dodgers' Andrew Heaney is likely to return to the rotation Wednesday against Washington, Robert said. The left-hander has appeared in only three games, just one since April 17 due to shoulder woes. Up next. Giants' Jacob Junis takes the mound in Arizona on Monday to open a three-game series. Dodgers' Tony Gonsolin returns from his All-Star game loss Monday to open a three-game series against the Nationals and All-Star outfielder Juan Soto, who was serenaded with chants of future Dodger during the Midsummer Classic. By Greg Beauchamp.